This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In the cold, cold, cold of the Antarctic was the final frontier for the last heated global competition of the era of exploration. From 1492 until the early 20th century, explorers ventured off to discover new lands and plant their national flags. The South Pole was the most elusive of all. Some historians trying to recapture that moment in time have literally opened a window back to one of the last expeditions by restoring a block of photographic negatives discovered frozen in a block of ice for nearly a century. The images, still intact, allow us to peer into what historians call the heroic age of Antarctic exploration, a time of the Ernest Shackletons and the Edmund Hillarys. Lizzie Meek, program manager for artifacts at the Antarctic Heritage Trust in Christchurch, New Zealand, was one of the first people to see those restored images.
It was a great surprise, and it was really, really exciting. We don't often find items like that, and as far as we knew, we were the very first people to have seen them since 1917 from the Ross Sea Party era.
And where did you find the nitrate negatives? These are old-style technology, but I guess just sort of left somewhere on the ice?
They were indeed. I mean, for the time, they were just starting to be relatively new technology, but they were in the darkroom at the heart at Cape Evans that the Ross Sea Party had lived in. And they were inside a glass plate negative box, and they were in a stack of those which had been stuck together by mold for years and years and years. And that's one of the reasons why we think that nobody else had ever seen them.
These are described as images from the last moments of the great age of exploration, where the last bits of the world were being documented and actually visited by human beings.
Well, that's a good description of it. And I think what's quite exciting for us about these images is that they're clearly from some of the first points when that particular group of people entered the McMurdo Sound area. And so it would have been some of their first views of their new home for the next 3 years. And little did they know just how difficult that journey was going to be.
What became of them in this photo collection?
Well, I mean, the Ross Sea Party successfully completed their mission to lay depots for Shackleton, but it was at huge cost. I mean, three of their party ended up dying during that time, and the rest of them, you know, suffered enormously from lack of food and from the strenuous nature of their depot laying journey. But eventually, the remaining members of the party were rescued by a boat that came back in to pick them up, organised by Shackleton.
And they laid the initial path for Shackleton's expedition.
They did. What was heartbreaking was they had no idea that on the other side of the continent, his journey had really gone a different direction. You know, the boat had got stuck in ice and then sunk, and then they never made it onto the Antarctic continent. So all those depots that the Ross Sea Party laid were for nothing.
You know, looking at these images, you just get a sense of the deep cold that it must have been like to be on that land and on those ships for so long. Do you get a sense of the cold in looking at these?
I certainly do. It's overlaid by my knowledge of how cold it is down there in reality. I mean, they were extraordinarily tough men. And the Ross Sea Party, because they were lacking in a number of supplies, ended up having to make a lot of clothes out of old pieces of sail and cover their faces with grease to try and keep off the cold. You know, it was really difficult conditions.
And you mentioned that, from your own experience in Antarctica, have you spent time on the pole?
Not at the pole, no. I've spent a lot of time on Ross Island working around the expedition bases, and most summers I'm down there for 2 to 3 months at a time. And it gets usually at the beginning of the season when we're there, it's around about minus 25 degrees Celsius. So it's we often think about them and what they went through to get to the pole or to get on, to do those depot laying journeys.
Lizzie Meek is program manager for artifacts at the Antarctic Heritage Trust in Christchurch, New Zealand. She spoke to us from Christchurch. Lizzie, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.